Can I get a check, check?
Yep, hello.
Can I get a what, what?
What, what?
That doubles as my check.
All right. Kennedy's here. Dan is here. I am here. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We each bring one subject to discuss, and none of the others on the podcast know what we're going to talk about. And as always, Kennedy is up first. What do you have?
So do you guys ever, like, something happens and then something else happens and you can't deny that the two are inextricably connected and that the universe was trying to tell you something?
Yes.
All the time.
So this morning I'm driving here and, you know, I'm a very creature of habit, as we all are, take the same way to work every morning. And as I was leaving for work, I pulled, like, I go to get on Hancock Street and... I turn right, and but for some reason I turn left, which makes no sense because even if I was going to go in that direction, I would not have taken that road to turn left. I would have taken a different road. So I never turn left at this particular intersection, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
But for some reason I did. And then I looked up and I'm like, why are you going this way? So I turned around and then got back going the same way. At the very next stoplight, right before I got to the stoplight, my light was green. Somebody ran it. And zipped right through it.
No.
Yep.
The universe was telling you.
And I missed it by probably however many the time it took me to turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't even look. Didn't even slow down. Just zipped right through it.
That would have been you.
As people are wont to do early in the morning. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was wild. I was like, huh.
I always think things like that. You know, a lot of times, like, where I've had things happen where, like, I got a flat tire or I got a speeding ticket or, you know, Lana hit a car a couple weeks ago in a parking lot. And I just think about the one or two events that lead up to that. And I'm like, damn it. Why did I do that?
Why did
I always
you do
blame
what?
Myself. Like, Lana backed into a car the other day.
All right.
And it's where I parked the car that caused her to have to back up. And she didn't see. And then some other car came and parked there and she backed right into it. And I was just, like, blaming myself.
Okay, not to be a dick or anything, but it's never your fault if somebody else wrecks your car into something else.
But again, it's like those things in the universe that led me to that path at that moment.
Yeah,
like,
but nothing
why did
in
I
the...
do that? How did I end up there?
What? I don't think... I think you're stretching that one out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how Lana backing into a car could be your fault.
Because I pulled into a place going the opposite way in traffic.
Like we do.
You know, like I went over to the left side of the road but pulled in facing the car in front of me.
As we do in Boston.
Yeah. I know, but I was just like, I never do that. Why did I do that? Why did I just
because
pull right
in? Because the weather was shit and you were trying to get her out
of
the
elements? It wasn't bad weather that day. It was decent weather. Our friend had a garage. We had to load some stuff into the truck. And then she backed up and hit the car behind her. And I was just like,
I think that's just guilt in some way, shape, or fashion. It was making its head for something. I don't know, that the universe was speaking to you. I think that was you. That's weird. I don't know. We could go down a whole different
sure,
path
of
when
course.
It comes to
yes,
why it's
I'll,
your
I'll lay
fault
on the
that
couch,
somebody else
Dr.
did something.
Yeah, no. I absolutely think about this a lot. Especially like recently, my life has a little bit been in transition and kind of in flux. And I've noticed it a lot recently. And a lot of it is... You know, I'm very stubborn in a lot of ways, and it's looking at, like, the universe trying to show you something that you don't want to see until you eventually see it. And yeah, I never was a big believer in the universe in general or energies or anything of that nature, but I think I'm coming around. And I do believe, yeah, I think that's very true. Mm. And I think the universe is looking out for you today.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
Definitely.
Or I was just an idiot and turned left when I should have turned right.
It's all connected, Kennedy.
Yeah, I don't have the answers.
No, neither do I. Certainly not.
My brain doesn't.
I don't know that I have the questions.
Capacity. Yeah, to figure it all out. I watched a guy recently talking about, you know, all of these things, and his answer was just, you know, we have no idea the universe because our brains just can't comprehend it. We just make up these things in our head. You know, for all of these things, because we can't comprehend. And I was like, that to me is like a sad way to go through life, that you just think that we're just operating because we're dumb and it's just we're making things up. And that
well,
may
think
be
we're dumb, but I definitely
that's
think
what
we
he
do
was saying
to soothe ourselves.
I think our brains absolutely comprehend the vastness of the universe or what's going on here.
Right.
You know, I don't think he's wrong.
I think there's I mean, all of these things are man-made. You know, universe, religion, whatever, it all came from man. Do you know what I mean? Somebody wrote it down first. Yeah. Somebody had to write it down.
Did they?
Well, if it wasn't written down, then how'd you get it?
God.
Okay, but somebody had to write it down. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all wrote it down
for
you.
Sure, but I'm just saying.
And that's all their own interpretation of what they feel God told them
or
whatever.
Of course, of course.
And you could say the same for Allah, or you could say the same for all of this, right?
Yeah.
So a man had to write it down at some point, shape, or fashion. So these are all created by us, for us, around us, and then utilized in a manner in which to make us feel better. This is what faith is, I think. Right?
Yeah.
But no, but I think faith is important.
Yeah, I was just
surprised. What he was saying
that, like,
is that there wasn't any.
Yeah, I was just like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
yeah.
Even, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't believe it's all just happenstance and we're just dumb creatures.
Yes. You know,
that's what I believe anyway.
I think we were given an opportunity and this is what we did with it.
Yeah. Sure.
Oof.
Whether it was a big bang or a creation in a garden or we crawled out of mitochondria, whatever it is, we were given an opportunity and here's where we are. Well, anyway, that's what I got.
That took a bummer turn.
No, that's not a bummer turn.
It wasn't a bummer
at all. No, I didn't think so.
None of that was a bummer.
Yeah,
I don't think it all boils down to what, you know, your faith or whatever, whatever that word is to you.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, that's what I got.
Had something very weird happen on Sunday, and just by happenstance, not weird, funny. We'll say it's funny.
We'll say it's funny.
It's funny. It's weird, but it's funny.
It's funny, and you will believe it's funny.
So on Sunday, I was getting dressed. I put on this light blue, like, this is like a, not quite a denim, like a chambray shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like J. Crew outlet type
situation.
Sure,
sure.
And I was like, I think I'm going to wear a hat today. So I went to my closet, and I have 50 hats up there.
As you do.
And I was like, oh, that, look at that dark blue one. That looks kind of cool. That would match the shirt and my sneakers that I'm wearing. So I pulled the hat out, and it was a Cubs hat that I bought when I was Chicago the last time for a convention.
Okay.
And I went to a Chicago Cubs game with my friend Spencer.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a Cubs hat.
Like you do.
And I wore it to the game. And I don't think I've worn the hat again since then.
Really? Not even when they were going for the World Series? You didn't bring it up, bust that bitch out?
I didn't, because to be honest with you, I forgot it was there. And a lot of times I'm thinking about the color of the hat, not necessarily what's on it. And then I have a couple of my favorites.
Sure, sure.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear this hat today. So I wore the hat. And I had church Sunday. And I walk in, and JD, my friend, who's also the pastor, he's like, what is that on your head? I'm like, I went to a Cubs game. I got a Cubs hat. He's like, I can't believe you're wearing that. Now he is
who hates the Cubs.
Is he
a Cardinals fan?
No, he is a diehard Red Sox
fan. Well, then he shouldn't give
local
about
guy.
The Cubs.
Yeah, he is a diehard Red Sox fan.
The Cubs ain't got nothing to do with us here.
Exactly. So don't wear their shit.
Even if they did, they're not good. And neither are we.
And then Barrett saw the hat.
That's not the point, Kennedy. We were good once.
So were we.
And then Barrett saw the hat, and he's like, Dad, that is just ugly. And I was like, what? He's just like, why are you not wearing your Red Sox hat? I was like, it just matched. I don't care. And he's like, no, seriously, that is the ugliest hat I've ever seen. What is the C for? Like Cleveland or Cincinnati or something? I was like, no, it's the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs. It's an iconic hat. He's like, well, it's just those colors are awful.
Yeah, red, white, and blue really suck, don't they? Who would have thought that those three colors might go well together? Oh, I don't know. America.
And so then I went to go grab a coffee. Another guy that goes to church, he's like lost his mind. He's like, Carson, are you a Cubs fan? I'm like, and he's from Wisconsin, so he's obviously
a Brewers guy.
Yeah, Brewers.
Yeah, well, whatever. I just mean to say, like, if you were wearing a Yankees hat, I get it. But nobody gives a shit about the Cubs around here. We don't even play each other. Like,
so, you know, I play acoustic guitar at church. I'm in the band. And so we get up there and we do our first song. And then JD has a couple of announcements to make before service. And he's like, you know, just two quick things. Yes, he was wearing a Ted Lasso Christmas sweater.
Sure.
He loves Ted Lasso. He's got this great Christmas sweater. He's like, yes, this is a Ted Lasso Christmas sweater. I love Ted Lasso, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And also, why is Carson wearing a Chicago Cubs hat today? Calling me out from, like, the pulpit in front of the entire...
I just really don't understand it.
I don't understand
the
vitriol.
Yankees, that would make sense to me.
For the Cubs.
Past that, I don't grasp
it. Didn't get it.
Like the year that the Cubs went to the World Series and won, you know, the Red Sox have been the Red Sox have been out of it for a long time. Mm. So, I mean, I had Cubs stickers on my car. I wore, you know, was wearing stuff every day, and people were like, you know, I'm behind you, because it had was the same story as what happened here.
Yeah, you had a longer drought than we did.
You know what I mean? Like, and we were both teams in the same time frame. Right. We both started our teams in the same years. We both made our stadiums. It's weird to me that they should care so much about the Cubs.
It was wild. It was
it's
just
not
so
the
fun.
Cubs, and it's the not wearing a Red Sox hat.
Right.
It was clearly the Cubs.
No,
they were
it's
mad
not
at the Cubs.
If he was wearing a Mariners hat, they would have been, why are you wearing a Mariners hat, you weirdo? Mm. It was just, you weren't wearing the Boston sports team logo.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't think it's particularly
and
the
it's
Cubs.
So it's funny
God, get
too
over
because
you're allowed to look at more than one thing. It's okay.
And it just shows you, listen, I'm not from here. I didn't grow up a Red Sox fan. But I've now lived in the city for 14, 15 years, and I am a Red Sox fan. I've become a fan of the team over the years.
I wear the hat.
But it was funny. People were looking at like I had betrayed my, you know, my childhood team or something.
With a really shitty team.
It was just so funny to me.
Hey, man, shit runs deep around here. It's hard to explain.
Well, they would die if they saw the picture of me in like fifth grade when I'm wearing a Yankees outfit because of my little league team was
they
the
wouldn't
Yankees.
Be your friend anymore.
Listen, I didn't pick the team I was on for little league. They're like, you're on this team, and they're called the Yankees. And I was like, well, that sucked because I hated the Yankees even as a kid. But that's because I was an Orioles fan as a kid, and that was awful.
I was on the Marlins.
You were on the Marlins.
Yeah, they weren't good. Yeah, and neither were we, so it was fine.
But it was just funny to me to see all the vitriol. And I was, so I went to.
No one said it at the mall, right?
I was really surprised. So when we got, you know,
that's because they're normal people.
Yeah, nobody really.
Who get it?
I think one person said something. They were like, what's up with the Cubs hat? And I was like, oh, it just matched. They were like, oh, okay. And that was it.
None of your business? I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny.
Why are you wearing those shoes? I don't know. None of your business?
Right. Yeah, so.
That's a wild take.
Just be forewarned.
That is a wild take.
Yeah. It's now become my favorite hat. I kind of liked it after a while.
Well, I know I what I'm getting
I'm just
for Christmas.
Saying it's a blue hat with a red C. You got to think, they make those colors in Boston. They got blue and red on Red Sox hats.
Anyway. That's what I had. Go Cubs.
Wild.
Producer Dan, what you got?
So at 6:15 today, early in the show, we did like a Christmas song segment. And it was nice. It was kind of like we got a lot of response to it. It was kind of fun because it's now that time of year. People are starting to get kind of into the season, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, it made me think of like Christmas memories or traditions. And I was wondering, do you guys have anything that stands out to you when you were growing up or now with Barrett, even if you have a kid? Because it's kind of Christmas kind of comes back around if you have kids.
I traveled a lot for the holidays, and my father's Jewish. So my dad's side of the family is all Jewish. My mother's side is Catholic. So we always, and my mom was married to Jewish men.
Did you grow up more with Hanukkah?
So we did the 12 days of Christmas. We did like this melding of the two.
Oh.
And because my mom wanted to be cognizant of, you know, my father or my stepfathers were also Jewish. So we did the 12 days of Christmas. That was kind of what we did every year.
Is that a thing your mom kind of made up for the situation, or is that like a thing that people do?
Yes. It was just kind of to pay homage to both.
Gotcha. So we had that's interesting, though.
Yeah. So we got a gift every day. And then the gifts would get a little bit nicer. And then on Christmas Eve, you know, at midnight, we'd all stay up late. And then we would open the big gift. And there'd be a few things from Santa, you know, in the morning or whatever. But we all got our gifts leading up to. And it might be, I remember I got a Swatch watch. You know, that
very cool.
That was a cool thing, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of, that was the tradition I remember.
How was that growing up as a kid if you're in school and everyone's talking about Christmas? Did you, like, explain to your friends that you do something different than them?
No, it wasn't.
Well, there's Jewish kids in school with you.
Like, yeah.
And there sure was with me.
And to be honest with you, I moved so much, Dan. Like, I don't know. It wasn't like I was always hanging out with the same kids.
Right.
You know, for most times at Christmas, I was gone. I was going to visit my dad, and whether he lived in Rhode Island or Connecticut, eventually in Florida. So I was always kind of gone.
Right.
But no, living in Florida, this big Jewish community down there, especially as I got older, we moved to South Florida, a lot of Jewish people.
All right, well, I went to a Catholic school, so there was not a lot of Jewish people there.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess it's more Christmassy in my head, I think.
Yeah. And my mother was like that. Like, she went to an all-girls Catholic school. They all went to Catholic school, my aunts and uncles and all that. which was pretty wild when she married a Jewish man. They were pissed.
Oh, wow.
Their parents were pissed. They were like...
Different time.
They were so racist against my dad when they got together. Yeah, it was not good back then. But yeah, so that was what I remember. And then for Barrett, their tradition, we just kind of do the, you know, normal. He has to wait for us. Like, he gets up in the morning, and of course, he's ready to go 1,000 miles an hour.
Right.
So the tradition is usually I go down first, and I set up the video camera. And then once I've got the video camera set up in a position, usually Mimi spends the night too, my mother-in-law. So then we'll all go downstairs and open the toys. Mm. Pretty normal stuff.
Yeah, my mother said when she was growing up that, because it was the same thing, they had to wait. Just there were six of them. They didn't have a lot, but they got real excited for the presents. And they had to wait until my grandfather was ready for everyone to start. Mm-hmm. And Christmas morning was the only day of the year that he would cook a big breakfast and have a second cup of coffee.
All right.
Just to make the kids
make
wait.
Them suffer?
Just that's to make them good. Wait. He would say, like, Sally, I'll have another cup, please. They'd be like, ah! Mm-hmm. But growing up for me, we used to have a bunch of old VHS tapes somewhere that we need to convert digitally mm-hmm. of my Christmases as a kid. But we weren't big on, like, we didn't have a lot of holiday traditions in my family.
Yeah.
It was not something we did. But Christmas is the one time we had one that really stuck out. Is that I grew up with three siblings, technically half siblings, that are older than me, like a lot older, mm-hmm. like 16 years, 14 years, and 12 years older than me.
Right.
So we didn't really grow up and like share Christmas together. They were already in their teens or older by the time I was kind of
mm-hmm. around,
conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd all have stockings hung up on the fireplace, and we'd have to go through all, you know, the little knickknacks in the stocking, and at the bottom of every stocking, everybody in the house got a can of silly string. And we would have a six-person silly string fight in the middle of the house on Christmas morning mm-hmm. every year. And that was my favorite Christmas tradition. And then we had to clean up
just
six cans of silly string
chaos.
All over the house. Mm.
That's a good one.
It was a fun one.
Yeah, that's fun.
Mm. We were real just normal, traditional types. Mm-hmm. You know, one present you got to open on Christmas Eve. And then when you woke up in the morning, Santa had come. My mother always put an orange at the bottom of our stockings.
We did that too.
It's good luck.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to ask.
My mom always, I didn't know that she did it for that. I always thought she did it because it made it look nicer at the bottom of the stocking. It filled it in nice.
I wonder what the origin of that is.
I can look it up for you. I also, when I got old enough.
It's not important. You don't have to look it up,
Kennedy. I read the Polar Express on St. Patrick's Day, Christmas Eve, I would read it every year. And mm-hmm. then, like, as I started dating or when I was married or then when I was dating again, like, that's something I kind of brought to other people's families mm-hmm. was the Polar Express because I just think it's such a good book, not movie, good book.
I like the movie. I like the movie.
And, but past that.
Mine was just always traveling. Yeah. Christmas was traveling. I mean,
yeah,
just as soon as school was out.
Be at my dad's or my mom's. Yeah. You got to switch back and forth. And then once you get married, you're switching back and forth between your and theirs. We were, you know, in Germany for 3 years of mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
You know, and now, you know, it's just a Wednesday or Thursday. But it is what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
So I
got to hear the bell ring. That's all you need to know.
I Googled, what does an orange in your stocking mean? And it says they're said to represent a gift of gold from St. Nicholas. So there you go.
There you go.
I'd never heard of orange in your stocking before. Mm-hmm. I learned something today.
Always.
What else? That's it.
Donate toys.
Donate toys. Thank you, Kennedy. Mix1041.com/toys. 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 We need your money. Thank you.
Thank you.